from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their efforts and help, and certainly want to thank Evan Thomas, who gets us up and running and motivated every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday.
And thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
He's just a man. He puts his pants on the same way we do.
Paul Skeens?
Yeah.
He's just a man. Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for all of your help.
Get that man a tomato sandwich.
We've got the great Lawrence Holmes. And is he working alone today?
Or? Is he?
Oh!
Well, oh,
no, we've got Dan Bernstein.
Thanks for showing up, Dan.
Morning, boys.
I tried to rush all that just because Dan wasn't here. I wanted to help to a certain extent, but then I thought
he was right behind me. But
no, he had to run.
You have to put a bell on Dan and know where he is.
He didn't have his mic.
They have those kind of leashes for, you know.
Give him a shock collar.
That was the Pete Crow Armstrong bell, so all the other outfielders would know where he is.
Pete Crow Armstrong, pretty damn good lately.
So is Miguel Amaya.
Oh, Miguel Amaya.
So is Yasmani Grandal.
That's true.
That was hilarious.
True.
That was such an absolute Keystone Cops. Like, it kept getting funnier.
I couldn't see him quoted anywhere. Did you see him quoted anywhere
no,
after the game?
He couldn't hold the ball. He didn't know which way to turn his head. He could barely stand up. Oh, my God.
I think Happer stole second at one point. He tried the old fake throw, and he was going back. Oh, he didn't go.
Right. He did the pump fake. Yeah. Crow Armstrong was on third. And even the rookie is like, no. Sorry.
Not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
But what a parody of major league catching that is.
Didn't the Sox talk about making him an outfielder?
First baseman.
Or something?
Yeah.
Didn't he have like a walk-off a couple nights ago?
Yeah, against the Reds.
Yeah.
I think on Sunday. So he definitely still hits on occasion.
Yeah.
He's still employed, not surprisingly.
I agree with Steve Stone. I like catchers who actually catch the ball.
I like catchers who can catch.
Yes. I like a good DH catcher.
Stoney had it last night. I don't know if you guys are watching. About the seventh inning,
no.
He said something to the effect of, and it happened again, and it's happened again ad nauseam. I've seen that so many times ad nauseam. Whatever. Mm-hmm. He just sounded so fed up. And as Molly pointed out, well, I don't want to.
No, go ahead. You can say it. I
you
felt
said
they...
the White Sox have knocked the enthusiasm out of John Schifrin.
Yeah, I felt John Schifrin now is suddenly like, oh boy. Like, even he can't build up the...
He's not standing up.
No.
He's not standing up.
Well, he better get prepared because they're probably a 100-loss team again next year.
Oh, what do you mean next year? Next 2 years. I was saying, I don't see how they could not be a 100-loss team next year. How are they going to get better other than Juan Soto? I want Jerry to have like a news conference just so he can laugh at the idea of signing Soto like he did Ohtani.
Yeah, I don't see any. What is funny to me, though, is people around the White Sox clearly hated Pedro because they couldn't wait to tell you how different things were under Grady Sizemore. And my whole thing was like, I felt like I was in the back of the room like, roster's still really bad.
It doesn't mean you're good. That's fine. You can hate Pedro and be bad. They're not mutually exclusive.
Well, things are different. Things are different under Grady. No, they're not.
They're not really any different.
They're not any different at all.
The players respect the manager now. That may be
different. They wear his T-shirt.
They wore his T-shirt. They respect, I think, him because of his playing career, obviously. And
sure.
Pedro never really had that to offer. So they respect the manager, but they're still bad.
Awful.
Pretty bad. Although Davis Martin has been pretty decent since coming up, since coming back from Tommy John, as Lawrence shrugs.
They found
it's
some
probably
good,
shrug worthy, but
they found some good pitching this year. But so what? Yeah. You're gonna lose 120 games.
Your level of attention, I don't know, David, if that's admirable or we have to do an intervention.
He is the host of Inside the Clubhouse.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but still, like that takes. I mean, how many people are that dedicated to that? It's like finding a. You know, one of these bands that like you're like the last fan with the faded concert T-shirt, you know, going to see them at a county fair.
Where's my Grady Sizemore T-shirt? I didn't get one.
No,
I'm sure they have some extras.
I have friends who are still watching.
I want my Ricky Renteria T-shirt.
I'd wear that.
I have friends who are still watching out of habit.
I have friends who still watch as well. Yeah,
I do too.
I mean, it's your favorite team.
I think all of that ends on Saturday or Thursday. I think all of it ends.
Because
college football will be like back.
Okay. Yeah.
So
college football will be good.
And that'll get you to next week. And then next week the NFL comes back. And that'll be
a Thursday game. There's a Friday game.
What's the Thursday college football game this week?
There's a lot.
Oh, Rutgers plays Thursday, don't they?
Yes,
Rutgers plays early.
Dave Wanstead had a Rutgers shirt on today.
Yes.
Well, because that's his guy.
I know. It's
Schiano?
Schiano.
Yeah, Greg Schiano.
But Dave's predicting them to be like having a really good season. They just lost one of their best players on defense.
I think he took the over of like 4.5 wins. I don't know if that's predicting a great
season. He was talking
No, I thought they were
foolish.
Supposed to be good this year.
Yeah. This is the year
he thinks they'll be over whatever it is, 4.5 wins.
Okay. I don't know what to expect from the Big Ten except for Oregon, Ohio State.
Where are the Bears? Are they at 8.5 wins? Shouldn't they be more?
We heard that the line was moving to 9,
Mike Palm told us that the 8.5 was so heavily juiced to the over that they might have to move it to 9.
Well, that's interesting.
Hmm. It's interesting because Chicago fans are suckers. Is what that is.
Full slate of games on Thursday,
ooh,
David.
Gotta like that.
Howard versus Rutgers.
All right.
You've got a lot of the smaller schools are playing some MAC football.
Oh, Maction?
Fordham versus Bowling Green.
Okay.
Chirp, chirp.
Central Michigan versus Central Connecticut State. Ooh,
they should win that one.
Chirp. I just thought my only MAC.
West Carolina versus North Carolina State.
Does Toledo play?
Let me see. I haven't seen
Toledo. I hope
Toledo.
They lose.
Toledo does play against Duquesne. By the way, we can have a little fun since we're talking matching. Our buddy Andy Garcia is now going to be voice of Northern Illinois.
That's great for Andy.
Is that right?
Yeah, he took over for Bill Baker, and I asked him if he was going to do an homage if they beat Toledo, and he said he's going to think about adding adios Toledo.
That would be fun. That's good for Andy.
Goodbye, Toledo! Again!
Damn right, Bill Baker!
What have you today?
We have a lot. We're going to talk cut down day. There's all kinds of moves going on. The Bears are doing stuff as we speak. We're going to get everybody caught up on the roster and talk a little bit more. There's so many NFL things. Lawrence has a Cubs quiz for me. I don't know anything about where we're going with this, but I'm ready for it.
It should be wheelhouse for you.
We'll talk about the Bears roster in general and just kind of get a look at our big board and see where we are here. Ian Happ, after that spectacular catch last night, is going to join us at 11:25. I want to see where that ranks for him all time. It had me going back and looking up. I know Ray and Studs had never seen the 2008 Reed Johnson catch.
Ooh,
in Washington.
That's
remember
a good
that?
Comp, yes.
And because that's what it that's I comp. That may be the best Cubs catch I think I've ever seen. But you know, he's had some good ones. High noon, Brian Baldinger at noon.
Oh, Baldy's great.
We'll talk a little bit about our expectations for tonight's Hard Knocks episode thereafter. And Kaylin Kaler will be in studio at 1 o'clock talking about her brand new investigative podcast.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.